Friday night, a week one of the high school football season from Knight Stadium. The Tri-Way Titans get the cover behind 23-21 victory over West Holmes. Tri-Way scored one time in the first quarter on a 19-yard touchdown pass by Luke Starr. He would connect with Ollie Krupp, and that would give Tri-Way a 7-0 lead after one. They would score again in the second quarter. This time would be a 2-yard touchdown pass by Luke Starr, connecting with his tight end, Alex Robinson. And Tri-Way led 14-0 at that point. West Holmes would get one score at the end of the half with 17 seconds to play after a 57-yard pass by Parsons to Malachi Kraft was set up on a 1-yard touchdown run by Len Klein. And West Holmes trailed at 14-7 at halftime. Tri-Way would score in the third quarter with 8:19 to play. Again, Luke Starr would connect with his wide receiver, Bruin Flenner. This time, a 9-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was blocked. That gave Tri-Way a 20-7 advantage. But then the very next play, a kickoff return for a score from 85 yards out by Reed Hawksworth with 8:02 to play in the third quarter for West Holmes. That made it 20-14. The Knights would take their only lead with 10:59 to play in the fourth quarter. It would be freshman Coy Beachy on a 20-yard touchdown reception from Braden Parsons would give West Holmes a 21-20 advantage. And then after a dropped interception opportunity in the end zone for West Holmes, it made it a fourth down, and Tri-Way and their kicker and Cohen Baker, the junior kicker, would knock it through on a 35-yard field goal to give Tri-Way the comfort behind 23-21 victory with 1:02 to play in the fourth quarter. For Tri-Way with the win, it'll be their second straight victory in as many years over West Holmes. They go to 1-0 on the year. West Holmes with the loss will drop the record to 0-1. Again, the final score in high school football in week one from Knight Stadium. It was Tri-Way 23 and West Holmes 21. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Roy.